Last week, the government announced a review of its controversial backpacker tax. This week, farmers have had the opportunity to meet with Minister for Tourism, Richard Colbeck, Assistant Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources, Anne Ruston, and Assistant Minister to the Deputy Prime Minister, Keith Pitt, to discuss their concerns. Sarah, do you believe this was a positive meeting? What were some of the major points that were discussed?
Yes, it was a positive meeting, particularly because it's a sign that the government is seriously considering alternative options. The issues discussed were around the need for a deferral of the measure because the budget's coming up soon and the tax is due to commence on 1 July. And other options were considered around various visa settings.
I understand you also presented the group with a petition calling for the tax to be scrapped altogether.
We talked about the petition. The petition's our online petition and it's this week reached 30,000 signatures and it just keeps growing. So, you know, we reinforce the deep concern held in the community about this tax and what it will do to agriculture.
We know there's a shortage of available labour in rural and regional areas at the moment, and that's why so many of our agricultural and horticulture industries rely on these backpackers. Maybe the government needs to look at different options to help improve and stabilise our agricultural workforce.
We think so. We know that off the back of the current harvest, two-thirds of farmers really struggled to find workers, and that's despite the 38,000 backpackers that come and work on farms each year. So we don't think the current settings really have got it 100% right. And long term, we'd like to start working towards a dedicated agricultural visa, which recognises the unique needs of the sector.
In speaking to those on the ground, Sarah, the backpackers themselves, talk of this 32.5% tax. Is this deterring them from considering taking up work here in Australia?
Absolutely, and we know that it already is. And discussions we're having with backpackers on the ground are all about them deciding not to stick around for the second year from 1 July. So it's a real concern because even before this tax has begun, people are changing their behaviour, and all that will do is mean fewer workers on Australian farms.
And where to from here, Sarah? There's been lots of talk, but what action are we going to see from the government? Is there a timeline of some kind for this review?
There is a timeline. We've got only a short time in the next couple of weeks, really, to come up with a solution that we can present to the Treasurer. So we'll be working very hard, including engaging with the tourism industry on what options would work for them, and very closely with government around the kind of modelling to demonstrate the impact this will have on agriculture. So we're working hard. We don't have long, and we hope very much for a positive outcome.